Welcome back, everybody. It is Wednesday. We are in the 4:30 block, and so it is our weekly installment of Broad Appeal, where I talk to female elected officials, candidates, activists, organizers, and just generally interesting ladies to talk to, because women, again, I think have broad appeal, bring something that is desperately needed into our public discourse, especially these days. You know what I'm saying? This afternoon, we're talking with Representative Breanne Brown of Assembly District 43. She has an absolutely fascinating background, worked in journalism and then moved on to public health. During the break, Breanne, we were hitting on something that I think that there's this information cycle that happens. And that is, and I've seen this firsthand as a lawyer and economist and somebody that worked in government for a long time. As the fourth estate has been gobbled up by social media, right? And we've got so much clickbait. There are fewer journalists covering a broader aperture, a broader scope of topics, which means the journalists themselves over time can't develop as much expertise in a given subject. So their coverage, frankly, isn't as good as you would hope. You have these attacks, I think, that are politicized, that are handy, useful in a moment or two to motivate people, largely driven by fear, that attacks public trust in science and public health writ large. We saw so much of that coming out of COVID. And then you have the intersection of those things, the fourth estate that's supposed to be holding our elected officials and government officials accountable, this degradation of public trust in public health civil servants. And then we insert the elected official, who is by definition a generalist, who is not an expert in all of the things that you have to legislate. And I think we sometimes end up in this very opportunistically driven cycle of really unvetted, unreliable, and frankly just conspiracy-laden approaches to things that aren't really well-founded in reality. Having worked on basically all sides of that trifecta, Breanne, how do we break through that?
Well, I do think, I was in journalism, you know, I went to one of the best journalism schools in the country 25 years ago. And I would say, first of all, if you're watching it on TV, it's not real journalism. I mean, it's a talking head. Somebody gave them something to do. They're going to spout a lot of opinions. I mean, real journalism really is in the words that are written down, you know, newspaper journalists. I would even say magazines better than newspaper because they get months to research something. Newspaper, maybe they get a week. And then newspaper, because they're like gobbling each other up. Now you've got four newspaper companies that own everything, which means they're cutting their journalists. They're recycling news, or the local journalism is going away. In fact, we're looking at in the legislature, some of us are looking at maybe figuring out a way to get people to buy local journalism again, right? Like, support your local newspaper. They're covering the baseball team. They're covering your common council. Something a little bit bigger than that is not doing that, right? So, look at your local stuff and read it. And I know reading's hard. You know, there's so much coming at us. There's so much. I get it. We've got email. We've got, you know, TikTok. We've got all the stuff. But if you want real news, you got to read your news. And the more local it is, the better. I think that's one of the ways to establish trust again, is like, if that guy is coming to your common council meeting every other week, you know who that guy is. He lives in town and he's going to do his very best to be accountable to you. And that's part of the problem when things get monopolized, or when you're finding it just sort of thrown out there with the trolls on Facebook, who is it putting all that information out there? Like, there's no accountability whatsoever. And journalism is supposed to keep everybody else accountable, but we have to realize that we need to keep them accountable too. And that means keep it local.
Folks, again, this is Representative Breanne Brown of Assembly District 43. I hate it when I agree with everything that a guest says, but I agree with everything that you said in spades. It's one of the gaps that civic media is trying to fill. We have a completely separate news arm with local journalists and reporters. We try to report on the local football and basketball and softball games and volleyball games. We want people re-engaging with news because it's about what's happening down the street. And I feel deeply the same way about the television news and even what I do. I'm consuming so much information within a given news cycle that I often, the nerd in me, doesn't get that deep dive satisfaction that I want to truly understand the ins and outs of something. Let's just ask you, Representative, what are some of the news sources, the magazines, the investigative reporting that you rely on for some of your information?
Sure. So I read a couple of foreign newspapers because they always have a different take on what's going on in terms of what America's doing. I mean, again, we have conglomerates that run our media. A lot of it's based on entertainment. And if it bleeds, it bleeds, it reads. You know, so I think I just said that wrong. But the point is, like, if it's exciting, they'll report it. If it's not so exciting, but still important, they don't report on it. So I read Deutsche Press, Agentur. I read The Economist. I like The Atlantic. I think Atlantic Monthly is great. That's a U.S. magazine, but it's fantastic. I read The New Yorker, and Foreign Affairs. I read Foreign Affairs magazine too.
I used to explain the difference between me and my roommate when I lived in New York. I was getting the Foreign Policy Review, Foreign Affairs magazine, The Economist. I think she got Vogue, and that was fine because she worked in entertainment, and I'm a big dork. I also think Rolling Stone has been putting out some really great news reporting. Again, that's more in-depth. I've always relied on The Economist. I think Atlantic does an incredible job. I look to ProPublica. Mm-hmm. And I'm always looking to see what is being talked about in European media, in Asian media, and African media, because they have a very different viewpoint. We've got
Teen Vogue is fantastic.
It is very cool. Brianne, will you come back really soon and we're going to talk about all of your legislative priorities? Because I went down the nerd rabbit hole with you. I would really appreciate that. Folks, she is Assemblywoman Brianne Brown, epidemiologist, journalist, elected official extraordinaire, proudly serving Assembly District 43. When we come back, I talk with Professor Barry Burton, as well as Charles Franklin, about the state of our democratic discourse. Don't miss it.